From the Novi Home Show, it's the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Now from the Suburban Collection Showplace, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Yes, sir. It's that time of year again, the start of home show season, and we're very happy to be here at the Suburban Collection Showplace.
We are indeed. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun today.
You know, when you're in the housing industry, this is the kind of show that gets your battery started. You know, if you're in the auto industry, you go back to the auto show a few weeks ago, and that gets your battery started. You get you more excited, revved up. And we are at...
Revved, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, hey, yeah. Unintentional pun. But we're at the Suburban Collection Showplace for the October version of the home show, and it is a large show.
It's kind of lonely, though. We need more listeners to show up.
Well, we're going to give them a lot of good reasons why they should
show
this weekend. One is basically they get their money back in
good advice.
Well, okay. Yeah, so they get double their money back.
Yeah, you got to lead into the whole product.
You're right.
You got to make people go, what?
After this message.
You got to build some tension. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, I blew it. I'm sorry. Right away I blew it. But light bulbs, you come in here and you get some DTE-sponsored
swag.
Light bulb giveaway, yeah.
Show swag. And we actually got some this time. We never get it. No, we watch people walk by with their show swag.
Well, you know, we got it because we know somebody. We know the top guy. And this morning we're walking, Chuck and I are walking down the aisle just talking, and we see the top guy pushing carts. Which we both went, okay, that's pretty cool.
I love that.
And then we saw Brian right behind him. So, Mr. Forrest Wall, how are you doing, sir? Hold on one second.
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing? Little technical difficulties there. The top guy doesn't understand the technology here.
We really did see Forrest coming from behind a curtain, like the guy on Wizard of Oz, pushing what looked like a janitorial cart.
Yep. Hey, when you're in home show business and you're in trade association work, you do a little bit of everything.
Kinda
what
like
I love
being
about
a builder.
My job. Yeah, absolutely. You do it all. And you guys, but you went right to the great news first, which I love. It's like eating dessert first, right? You guys went right to the great news first for our attendees today.
And, that's cool.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So everybody is who comes today is going to get a bag of LED light bulbs generously provided by DTE. It's a great partnership. And I think as you mentioned, Ken, you know, it's going to save you your cost of admission for sure.
Oh, for sure.
This isn't one or two light bulbs. These are about a dozen fantastic LED light bulbs and a great way to upgrade your lighting and save some money at your house, right?
Yeah, and we've mentioned this for the last couple of weeks. You come on and we talked about this giveaway. Yep. And the reason I mentioned that is guess what my partner went out this week and bought? Light bulbs.
True story. Yeah. I did.
I mean, that's
me. But having had that recent experience of purchasing light bulbs retail, I can now verify that this is a tremendous deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It is a great deal, but
crazy.
It's not just about the light bulbs here today. There is so much to see. As you guys both said, it's a fantastic fall show, a big show for us. And, you know, when people come in the door, they're just going to light up literally and figuratively with their light bulbs, but they're going to light up when they see everything that is here today. I mean, whether you've got a big project that you're thinking about, a home remodel, you know, a kitchen, doing something like that, or even if it's something real specific, you know, like you're looking for roofing or some insulation or something along those lines, there's somebody here to talk to. There are experts here to talk to. You're going to get to see new products. So it's really an exciting time. These shows are great. They really do reinvigorate if you like the home improvement business.
You know, we've interacted already this morning with a couple of people walking around that had kind of discovered the manufactured housing.
Yeah.
And were in awe of how well they are done, how well they're specified and built. And I think if people haven't seen what you've got here,
right,
they are going to be awed.
Yep, we've got hundreds of exhibitors, but then we also have a great partnership with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association. We've got half a dozen manufactured homes that they brought in and assembled here. It was really quite an endeavor in a short period of time. The largest of which is, I think, a little over 2,000 square feet, and they're all fully furnished. So some great ways to get ideas if you're in the market for, you know, manufactured home, you can come out and see them. But it's just also if you own your own home, it's a great way to get some ideas too.
You know, Chuck and I, what, especially over the last couple of years, has been, you know, we'll get emails, people that can't find a builder to build a house, and we try to give them alternatives. You know, alternatives like the Michigan manufactured or manufactured home, because I built one years ago, and it was a wonderful house. You know, them being built in an environment like we're in very much right now,
yep,
in the middle of January. Yep. Okay, I've seen, we've all seen that the home sitting in the middle of winter, wide open, with the snow sitting on top of them. That does not happen with these homes. 2x6 walls, very, very efficient. Follow all of the building codes. So we want people out there who are thinking about building or buying a new home to consider these manufactured yep. homes, because they've got the inside-outside guy stamp of approval.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's so funny, because when we used to stick build them on site, we literally had built into our schedule and our budget to make the corrections for the impact of weather over the course of constructing the house. I'm trying to say that as nicely as I can, but you know, our subfloor product would swell and raise at all the joints, so we'd have to go in there with a belt sander and you'd have to refasten everything. I mean, just that weather exposure, not having that is huge. That's big.
And the great thing about it is, you don't just have to take our word for it. Come on down here to the show and
exactly.
walk through every one of them. And every time you and I have done this, we've always been amazed with the new technology. Anything you can imagine in the nicest home out there, you can have in these homes.
Yep, absolutely. They are fantastic. Like I said, they're fully furnished, so a lot of great ideas there. The great thing, you mentioned, you know, Michigan. The wonderful thing about it is the weather and the changes in the weather. But from a building perspective, it does create a lot of challenges.
It
so this
does.
Is definitely a viable option. You know, we have members who obviously run the gambit of you know, builders and remodelers. And so, you know, the great thing here in our state is we have a wide array of housing.
Yeah.
But I will say this, we have a shortage. We need to build
Amen.
More.
Amen.
We are far short of what we need, especially in the attainable housing area. You know, for first time entry level buyers, there's just not enough product out there. And so, you know, that's a big focus of our organization, is trying to give local governments tools, whether it's manufactured housing, whether it's you know, single family developments that are traditional developments, whether it's multifamily housing. I mean, you need a wide range of housing, and for your state to continue to grow economically.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me, sidebar question, kind of sneaking in the back door here. Do you see any relief at all in that regard over the next decade in
well,
this area?
Well, I think I do. The demographics for housing are very positive. Especially over the next decade. When you look at the size of this generation that's hitting their home buying years,
yep.
It would tell you that housing, new housing, improvements to existing housing, that marketplace is going to be robust.
We agree.
And so, you know, but what we need to continue to give those local governments tools to work on zoning and other things so that they can be able to put in that wide range of housing.
Forrest Wall, CEO of the Southeast Michigan Home Builders Association. Appreciate you being with us.
We're here 10 until 8 today, yeah. So everybody should come out and see you guys, your listeners, and tomorrow 10 until 5. They can get their tickets either here at the door, or they can go to our website, which is novihomeshow.com, and purchase them there at a discount.
Absolutely.
Skip the lines.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Great, appreciate it.
Great
show.
Forrest.
Hey, stick around. We got a lot more coming for the next 3 hour of the Inside
we
Outside,
do.
Guys. We're surrounded by team partners and a lot of other fantastic housing professionals in the Southeast Michigan area. Stick around for more with the Inside Outside Guys.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, we are here for 3, count them, hours today.
Can you stay awake that long?
And that may be an issue. But
it's getting time for your nap.
Elizabeth made a bunch of coffee over at the office. I just wasn't smart enough to bring a big cup, so I got to keep walking over there. Hey, we should remind people, we keep saying this every time we talk to our partners, but with that big hurricane, every time that happens, commodity pricing goes up.
You name it, it goes up.
So despite all the other reasons prices have been increasing over the last 2 to 3 years, this hurricane is going to exacerbate that.
Everything.
So
we're already seeing a shortage in the cement industry. And you know, we talk about the petroleum products. Think about how many things in your house are made with a petroleum product. And as that goes up, you're pointing to everything
on this table.
Exactly.
The cell phone, the laptop, the microphone, the headphones.
And we have our team partners that tell us all the time, look, it's not ever going to be cheaper than right now. Anyone wait, and I proved it to myself over the last couple of years. I've been waiting to do certain projects, and hey, I'm going to pay more for them. No two ways about it.
And what's cool, a lot of these people, we should ask everybody that we bring in. We're bringing in a lot of team partners throughout today and tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
We should ask them, if someone signs a contract today at a price, how long will you hold that price? Because we know they're going to see price increases, even if it's a month or two or four down the road.
I can answer that question. They're all going to hold them for a certain amount of time. Now, some people will say, I'll hold it for through the winter time. But if you don't hear what they just said, that they will hold that price, you don't have it in writing. People need to take a good look at contracts. No matter who you hire out there, take a good look at contract and take a look for that line item in the contract that talks about price changes. How can a price change once you've signed your contract? Many of the people here will say, look, if you sign with us today, we'll hold that for 6 months. Let's say they can't get in before the winter hits.
Sure.
So we're going to sign you up today for this price. You give us a small deposit, and we'll guarantee that price as soon as the weather breaks.
You know, it's funny. 20 years ago, we were actually advising contractors to add language to their contracts, protecting the contractor against large commodity price increases. And at that time, it was sheet goods and lumber, which we saw again 2 years ago. But this was 15, 20 years ago. But what was happening was that I would sign a contract with you and your bride to build you a new house now, and we're not going to start till April maybe, and we're not going to get the lumber till June. There's no way I could risk absorbing 10 and 15% increases on a potential commodity like that, where the package for your house might be $40,000, you know?
Right. Every one of our team partners around here, every one of them pays those commodity prices for whatever it is they install. And those have to be passed on to the consumer.
In some way, shape, or form, you're kidding yourself if you're a consumer and don't think that you're going to pay any price increases that people you buy from incur. Yeah.
We're encouraging people to come down here to the Novi Home Show, which is on Grand River Road between Beck and Novi Road. Just, I don't even know how, at least a couple hundred professionals here. But surrounding us and throughout the show, we have Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, Window World, Bratcher Electric, McFarland Painting, Foundation Solutions 360, Motor City Floors and Coatings, Performance Remodeling. Boy, you know what? I'm going to...
You're going to risk not... This is like accepting an Oscar where you don't thank everybody.
They're all there, but I'm going to save the rest...
Atlas Home Improvement?
Yep, I'm going to save the rest of it a little bit later.
SPS?
Basements Plus is also here.
Oh, are they?
They are. Yeah, and he's sitting right in front of us. Josh Moss from Basements Plus. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I thought you came for free coffee or something.
I missed you guys.
I know. It's been, what, 10 days?
Something like that.
You don't call, you don't write.
It's nice to know we're still loved.
Absolutely.
You still working like crazy?
Very busy.
Good.
Yes.
What kind of projects?
Anything from the home remodel, basement remodel, to waterproofing and structural issues. We're seeing a lot of structural issues.
Are you?
Crawl space, encapsulations, people starting to get those cold floors, musty odors creeping through the floor. Trying to take care of all
this. What kind of structural issues? You said a lot of structural issues. What are you seeing?
A lot of bowing walls.
Okay.
Cracks in the foundation. We're seeing, you know, cracks in the floor that they've never seen before. You know, there's anything and everything structural. It seems like it's popping up recently.
And it's funny, whether it's dry, real dry outside, or real wet outside, both of those can have negative effects on the basement.
Absolutely.
So people come down to the show, they go to your booth. What can they see here?
We're going to talk about our basement remodeling, but we're also going to talk about the importance of waterproofing your basement before you put that big investment into that space. So we have a couple demos out there. You can see the pumps that we use, the products that we put in the ground and put on the wall.
So that's those some pump system that we talked about was last week.
Triple.
They can come here and see it. You have it.
Yep. Triple right safe here. Is there. You can see it. It's a bad boy. It's right there for you
it
to
really
look
is.
At.
It really is.
Yep.
It really is almost a full. As close to full proof as you can get, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. Almost bulletproof.
I would have people try to lift that Kohler, the primary pump.
Yeah.
Because if you're anywhere near my age, you'll be impressed with how well that's built just by hefting it.
Bring a back brace.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. I mean, it's a solid, solid unit. It's very reliable. That's why we love it.
Yeah, that unit alone could last 40 years. I love those pumps.
Don't tell Zoller that.
I know you're not guaranteeing that, but they are. They're so well built.
They're great. They're fantastic pumps. Yeah. They're proven, and that's why we use them.
I like that.
So if people come in, they walk down the middle aisle. You are in aisle 7 right on the corner. They can come see everything you offer here at Basements Plus, which is drying out, getting rid of that nasty basement smell. And then if they want to go further, you can make any basement out there that people think may be impossible to make beautiful. You can make it beautiful, can you? And dry.
Absolutely. We have the best designers on staff. I mean, the things that we're pumping out on a daily basis, it blows my mind. It's phenomenal.
You said something a minute ago. You used the phrase cold floors. You guys can cure that.
Absolutely, 100%. Yep. If you're feeling those breezes, those smells, we can take care of that for you.
Contact information real quick.
You can go on basementsplus.com. We can get you set up for a free inspection.
And you go to Inside Out. Is anyone driving? Go to InsideOutsideGuys.com. They find you there as well.
Absolutely.
Or they can find you down here.
Absolutely. Cool. Come and talk to me.
Josh Moss from Basements Plus, thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, stick around, everybody. We're broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show. Come on down here, and you'll get your price of admission back in light bulbs.
Yeah, baby.
All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace, the October version home show here. Chuck, earlier I started mentioning just some of our team partners, and I had to cut out. I'm going to keep going. Atlas Home Improvement, Ace & Sons Insulation, Foundation Systems of Michigan, Rhino Shield, True Tech, Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings, and of course, Basements Plus, and a lot of other housing professionals all over the floor here.
Exactly. And we talked a little bit yesterday with Paul W. in the morning about coming down here with just kind of an open attitude, you know, interact with people, listen to people, ask them your questions, leave your credit card at home if you're worried about making an impetuous buy, you know.
And we get emails, people say they don't like, we know people do not like having people in their house. So many people do not like, come here, that avoids that whole thing.
Yeah.
Come to their house.
I mean, Josh was just on from Basements Plus, and he said it, come on down and talk to me. That's why they're here. Yeah. It breaks up their day, and they want to talk about what they're passionate about. So give them a chance to do that, and you can learn something.
Nothing drives you and I more crazy. This is for anyone who's listening who does this. You know, the professionals out here who have booths, not just at this show, but all the home shows and events around Michigan. Nothing drives you and I more crazy as you and I walk down these aisles. We're going to do it in a few minutes at a break. And we'll see someone in a booth that someone's paying money for looking at their phone. Not even looking up and engaging people who are walking right by them.
Or mowing through a burrito or something.
It's just like you say sometimes certain people shouldn't be at the other end of the phone. Make sure if you have a booth down here, you put your people, your people persons, if that makes sense. People who would like people in these booths, who will engage with them.
The people in charge of first impressions that do a good job with it.
Very well said, Chuck.
Thank you, sir.
Very well said. Now, the next one coming up in January after this is when people start thinking spring.
Yeah.
And you will see a lot more landscapers at that show.
Yeah.
But we do have a landscaping design company with us now, Time Landscaping Incorporated, and we have Daphne Winters. Hi, Daphne.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem at all.
Well, you sound a lot better than we do. Bless your heart.
Tell us a little bit. I know you're a big contributor to a lot of the displays at the show right now. Tell us about that, please.
Well, I've partnered with Elizabeth, who runs the show, to just basically help set up some of the stages here, as well as a couple other booths that just need a little bit more creative flow to them.
I like that. You're obviously a designer. That's designer language. You actually helped improve the looks of this spot right here that we're broadcasting from, didn't you?
I did.
So are these take-home mums for us? Or?
Yeah, actually, if you'd like to take them home,
I was
you
kidding.
Definitely can, because they're coming home with me.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to try selling them now.
To you.
Discount on mums.
I'm sorry. Daphne. Sorry, look, I've got to turn the card up here. Right, you gave me this beautiful book, and you guys do just some phenomenal work. And what I really like about what I'm seeing here is wet set pavers.
Yes.
And I want to explain to people what that is, because you don't see that much anymore. You see a lot of stamped concrete. You see a lot of paver brick that are set in sand. To get a mason to do something like that is not easy. It's just a beautiful look.
Oh, thank you.
So to explain to people what that is.
There aren't a lot of people that can do a good job of that.
There aren't, because it's actually a paver that is set on top of concrete and set with mortar. And such a beautiful picture. Can people get this book? Where can they find this book?
I have a couple of those at our booth over at 439. Basically, we have those there to give a little bit more of a portfolio of what we've done in the past.
Those pictures are truly worth thousands of words. You've done some beautiful work. And you mentioned earlier you can integrate a new pool installation with the landscape design?
Correct. We work with our partner, Mike Asimani, at Backyard Creations by Mike. He does our pool work for us, and we do the landscaping and hardscape around it.
You also indicated you were exhausted and the season has stretched out. That's actually a good thing, right?
Yes. We've been very, very busy this year, which has been amazing, but I'm definitely ready for the colder months to design.
And you only do a certain geographical area, which is smart. Chuck and I always recommend that. What areas does Time Landscape work in?
So we're located in Livonia, and we do the Plymouth, Canton, Novi, Northville areas.
Okay.
You know what just happened? Everybody not in those areas is going, I want them.
Well, actually, to put out there for the MNLA, there is a website called growmichigangreen.com where a homeowner can go and they can put in their zip code and they can find registered MNLA landscapers.
MNLA. Come on.
The Michigan Nursery and Landscape Association.
Okay, well, let's not forget to give out your website, which is timelandscaping.com, spelled T-Y-M-E.
Correct.
Landscaping.com. Daphne Winters, thank you so much for coming on with us. Anyone that's in the areas that Daphne recommended and wants to get some landscaping, make their front yard or backyard look beautiful, they can contact you today. I'm sure you're probably booking for spring at this point.
We are booking into spring, looking at about mid-May right now.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks for making this space look so good, too.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
We appreciate you.
Daphne Winters from Time Landscaping.
You know, she mentioned Elizabeth Weiss. There's a working woman.
Here she is. I agree with you.
I'm not sure what all she does. She probably is not unlike we were talking about Forrest earlier, where he's pushing a cart one minute, pushing a broom the next, and he's on the phone with a suit and tie and, you know, talking to executives, you know, in the third moment. And Elizabeth's kind of that for this show.
Agreed.
She does a great job.
Agreed. Well, you know, everyone knows our good friend Mike Stoskoff retired, and Forrest Wall took over for him not quite a year ago. So when you get someone like Mike, and they, Forrest and Mike spent a lot of time together before Mike exited. And the baton has been passed very, very smoothly, hasn't it?
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to Forrest earlier this morning off air because he came from the legislative side. Mike was kind of groomed on the administrative side, which those are people.
Yeah.
People, right?
Yep.
On the legislative side, you tend to see different attitudes. You know, we've got some good friends that are lobbyists and have been involved in that for decades. And I complimented Forrest. I said, you shed all the baggage and did a good job, you know, emerging into this position. Yeah, it's funny how that plays out.
It is. Proof. I did a little math here, Chuck. This is our 15th year doing this. So we have been to at least 50 home shows over the years here. That's not even including the Great Lakes home
at
shows.
This location. Yeah, because I can say we've done a lot of other venues. I was reminded a couple of weeks ago, you and I were down at Ford Field.
Wow.
Was that Cam or was that?
That was the first Great Lakes show.
Was it?
That was the first Great Lakes show. Yeah, that was, had to be almost 10 years ago.
Out on the field where the Lions
we met.
Show up.
Here's, I can't get him. Sanders. I can't get, no. Sims. Billy Sims. Thank you. Can't get him mixed up. They're both Detroit.
You got to think barbecue.
You're right.
Billy Sims.
Yeah, we got to interview Billy Sims. Great, great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, we've been at other Home Builder Association locations doing shows. Be curious to see if you did the math on that.
Midland, Ann Arbor. We've been all over
Saginaw.
The place. Yeah, and hopefully we'll be in other locations with time because, like everything else, we're inside outside
Las Vegas,
are growing.
Orlando.
You're right. My goodness.
I know you opened the door on that. We're going to be talking to I think, over the next 2 days, right? All of the team partners that have invested in exhibiting here.
Yes, yes.
And then from 12 to 1 today, we've got a good friend coming on.
We do.
Jason Sawinski.
Yep, for Performance Remodeling.
Yeah. He is interesting. They are interesting. They've got a good business model, a good company, and we invite people to make sure that they stay tuned after the 12 o'clock hour.
I forgot to mention somebody else, someone with your name, Chuck from SPS Glass.
Yeah, I mentioned him. You just ignored me. Yeah, he's like, right over here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I forgot to put him on the list here, but we get a lot of emails, a lot of questions about living spaces in basements, people who want to do something themselves, and we talked about the law. You have to have an egress window. You have to be able to get out of that window.
Well, you don't have to have a window.
I'm sorry.
That's the myth.
Access.
A means of egress.
Yes, egress. Right.
Yeah.
So, but Chuck also does glass block basement windows as well, which are fantastic. I mean, the old cheap basement windows out there are junk. Put them here.
I hate admitting that we installed some of those over the years, and boy, they were junk.
The glass block windows, there are no negatives. They magnify the light. They magnify the heat. Security help tremendously, and you also can get them with vents in there. You can get them with dryer vents sticking out. You can get them with vents going through it, power vents, whatever, you name it.
You know, it's funny you mention that because we discovered we had the opportunity to build some houses for single female executives years ago. And it was just common practice to have a walkout lower level.
Sure.
That they could finish later on, you know, a lot of operable windows. And I, on three different occasions, by women that became owners of our houses, had them say to me, I don't like the thought of a door down there.
I dig it.
When I'm home alone, you know, the windows are fine, but I don't like the thought of a door. To me, it's a security breach, and I never really thought about it before, you know. So
I have a downstairs walkout basement.
You'd do away with your door, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm going to.
You never use it.
Well, it's secure. I've actually got something nailed around it. No one can get into it if they want to, because we never, and I mean never, use it.
You're such a scaredy cat.
Well, my thought is I'm going to put some block on each side and put a pull-down door and something. If I have to pull stuff down there, I can do it that.
But. Ooh, you could drive your sports cars.
Yeah, right. I could get down the hill. Hey, stick around. We have a lot more coming from the Novi Home Show, Grand River Road between Beck and Novi. We want to see you down here, for you can check out a lot of our great team partners and one that's going to be coming up next, our friends from Bath Planet. Once again, you listen to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show.
Nice job.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
I'm surprised they don't make us pay to be here. As much as we enjoy this.
We do enjoy this.
Yeah. And by the way, Dave Rieger, thank you. Appreciate you being here and doing all that you're doing to make us, well, we sound decent. Is decent okay? He gave that fair to middling
yeah,
hand wave. That's all right. I'll take decent.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you're usually bad.
You're right.
Bad.
Who you been talking to?
We're
broadcasting live from Suburban Collection Showplace and the October version of the Novi Home Show. And come down here, and you can get your money back in light bulbs, LED light bulbs.
Have you looked through that bag?
I have.
There are a lot of light bulbs in that bag. Actually, you could probably sell them and recoup like three times what you paid to get in here.
You're always thinking, aren't you?
I know. I'm thinking we come in, go out, come in, go out,
come
in, go
out,
fill a truck.
Huh? Now you sound like a home improvement Tim Taylor kind of guy to do that. Chuck, we've been getting emails again about, it's that time of year again, about the stink bugs and the box elder bugs. And we talked to BJ about this from Rove Pest Control, and obviously they're a invasive species. Now, what I have found out is, you know how we always talk about that we love bees, right? We love honeybees.
Honeybees.
Right, but we always ask why did God invent wasps and hornets? What's their use?
Flies and mosquitoes.
There you go.
There's a list.
Yeah, that's top question when I see him, okay? But the hornets are actually eating the stink bugs.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I read that recently. So I guess now we have a use for hornets. They They will take out invasive species, and that's what a stink bug is. It's an invasive species, and they are everywhere. I mean, everywhere.
Are we going to be talking to him later on during the show?
Nope.
Shoot.
Nope. No, he's not here. He's not here. So we talk about where they gather. Like, to gather on the south and southwest side of your house. They will start coming inside, and I got to tell you, it's almost impossible to keep them out. If you can keep them out of your house, then you've got a very well air-sealed house.
Yeah, if you've got some of the vinyl and aluminum sidings, guaranteed they're going to get behind those sidings.
Right.
And it's just kind of what they do, and they will then find gaps and cracks in the wall structure beneath the siding.
Yep.
And in some houses, they're going to manifest coming up through the baseboards or electrical outlets or something like that.
Yep. And they do no harm. Only time they're going to harm you is if you try to squish them, they stink. You know, they'll bite you if you try to hold them, they'll bite you. But why would you do that? Just crush them. So another thing you can do for people out there having issues is a vinegar and soap solutions. Two tablespoons of Dawn dish soap with about a half cup of vinegar. Then all water and spray it around your entryways, your windows, the side of the house that gets a ton of
even the bottom of the siding.
There you go.
The top of the foundation / bottom of the siding. You'd be surprised how much you can minimize that invasion, if you will, just by a couple simple things like that.
Absolutely. And people who don't want to use that, if you get essential oil, something with a good mint in it, like any other critter, any other pest, they hate any kind of mint. So you can spray that around your house as well.
You know, I found that I was taking showers with that for years, and women wouldn't talk to me.
It has
finally dawned on me it was the mint.
Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Chuck, we got an email not long ago from a lady who says she loves staying in this Hilton in New York City whenever she goes. And she made a comment about how beautiful the showers were. She said, they're always so pristine, and I want that look. And that's easy. We got a company to get you that beautiful look for a new shower.
We got a guy here.
We do?
We have a company here. Sam Rogers, the marketing manager for Bath Planet. How you doing?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. So are you here all day? The people that are hearing you now can interact with you later on here?
Yep. I'm going to be here throughout throughout the day. We're going to be here through the weekend through, I think, 4 o'clock Sunday.
Awesome.
So we're going to be giving all the information you need if you need a new bathroom.
So is it true? I mean, we know the answer to this one, and I normally would not say that you can deliver a product that looks that good?
It is, yeah. So what we're doing right now in the last couple of years, we have our new reveal patterns to our acrylic. So we do entirely acrylic material, and with our reveal patterns, we have the ability to laser etch our acrylic to give it that tile kind of look and feel. And what that's doing for the consumer is you're not dealing with grout. You're not going to be taking the toothbrush scrubbing grout. You're not going to be we don't have any porous materials that we do with our acrylic. So this is a spray, wipe, clean. It's everything we do is a lifetime guarantee, and that's what our consumer really likes about us. Is that it's the fact that they know that they're going to have a good system for the rest of their house's life.
Now, you used the word acrylic 4 times. Why should that impress anyone listening to us?
Why that's impressing people is this isn't your grandma's mom's acrylic back in the 90s. Acrylic has really come a long ways over the last few decades here.
Yes, it has.
It looks beautiful. It looks, we have our we have 3 displays in our setup right here today at the home show. What we're displaying is our walk-in tub, our Alexis walk-in tub with an acrylic surround. So that walk-in tub is coming with your water jets, your air jets, aromatherapy, LED lighting. We have our walk-in showers with multiple different entryways. We have our glass door display, too, that we're showing here. The newest thing in the acrylic is our laser etching. That's really what's kind of catching people's eye. We can give you your subway tile kind of look. We have a big stone cut. We have hexagon style, diamond cut. We have lots of different options. And that's what people really like is the customization behind it. So you don't have, this isn't your red roof-in bathroom. This is a nice quality lifetime product. It looks really good. You can brag to your neighbors about it.
And let me tell you why guys like me and Chuck, not so much guys like you like it. The older guys, no maintenance.
Oh,
the older
you
get, I'm always telling people, the older you get, the less maintenance you want to do. And if you get one of these showers, heck, Chuck, we always recommend if anyone has a tile shower to get in there and squeegee it when they're done for the mold and mills don't grow on the grout lines.
Yep.
Don't need to do this product.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful product. And it's not very often you find something that comes out that's better than the original product, that mimics the original product and is better than the original product.
Yeah, this is a spray wipe. It's like I said, it's a non-porous material. It's not like fiberglass where if you have hard water, it's not going to soak into the material over years and you're stuck with a yellowish hue to whatever you got. This is spray wipe. It's easy.
Do you have people at the shows walking up and touching?
Yep.
To verify
that. Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll tell them the little thing like, oh, yeah, I love your tiles. Actually, that's not even tile. This is all fake grout. It looks like grout. It's not real grout. All you need is a rag and some easy cleaner. There's no harsh chemicals to use. It's a really great product.
So doing it that way allows you to do fairly fast installs and turnovers then, right?
Yes. So that's our forte. We're doing a 1 to 2 day install. We have, if you need, we can apply to what you have and line your tub shower if that's the case. We also rip out and demo, start fresh to the studs. It's all kind of case by case, whatever the house needs. But that's why people really like it. You don't have, your tile guy taking up your bathroom for a week or two.
Bud, we got a hard break. I apologize. I got to catch up. But people who don't make it here, you got a showroom really close. We'll talk about it when we get back from break. We greatly appreciate you being on. Sam Rogers, marketing manager for Bath Planet. Hey, everyone, stick around. More to come in 2 hours of the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Novi Home Show.
From the Novi Home Show, it's the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Now from the Suburban Collection Showplace, here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Hey, something's going
on
here.
Welcoming me back?
No.
I just got back.
No. So something's going on here. I walked away from my computer,
okay,
and I come back, and something's downloading. I have no idea what, but it's showing me my little Apple sign, which you call my
stuff I wanted
computer.
To look at that I didn't want on my computer, so I didn't think you'd mind.
Did you press a button as you walked away?
Yeah.
I shut it down as soon as I saw it. Scares me.
No, I wouldn't. You know me better than that.
Oh, I do know you better than that.
I don't touch any of this stuff that I'm not totally familiar with. Actually, I was just talking with Joe Marth.
Who we'll be talking to in just a second.
Yeah, we'll be talking to him in just a second about some cool stuff they've got on exhibit here. Yeah, people are going to want to come down and see it.
They are.
It's exciting.
We are broadcasting.
See, I'm tempting people. I'm making them wonder what.
We're broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace right here on Grand River Road between Novi and Beck Road. Get on down here. A lot of great team partners. If you're thinking about any kind of home improvement, we mean any kind of improvement, come on down and take a look at what we have here.
I'm with you. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
You know what? If you can't come down here and have fun, then you just aren't a fun person, as far as I'm concerned.
You're right. I love telling this story, Chuck. This is a really cool story.
Now, I haven't heard this one 100 times.
I know you have, but it's a really cool story.
Right.
So you got to listen. So a good friend of ours, Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections,
yep,
gives me a call one time and says, I got a company I want you to talk to. Okay, tell me about it. He said, well, the name of the company is Foundation Solutions 360. And there's a lot of foundation companies out there. There are a ton of waterproofing companies out there. And you and I have to be very,
not a ton of good ones,
very careful. Thank you. Very careful who we allow as one of the Inside Outside Guys team partners. I mean, housing information you can trust means everything to us. We want to make sure we give trustworthy people.
Yep.
So this is one of the reasons why you're about to hear this gentleman on the air. So Terry calls me up and I got this company. Tell me a story, Terry. Well, one of your listeners has a crack on her basement wall. And she called 3 or 4 foundation companies, and 2 other companies came out there and tried to sell her a $30,000 and a $40,000 foundation fix. Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360 went out there and says, ma'am, you don't need us right now. You may eventually need us, but right now, no, you don't need the work done. So, of course, she was thoroughly confused.
So she went from a potential expenditure of up to $40,000 to a guy telling her she didn't need to spend any money.
Exactly. So she calls Smart. She calls Terry Russell, our home inspector. She has him out, and he basically said, ma'am, you're fine. You don't need us. So he obviously called us and said, you got to find that up at this company.
Yeah.
And then just recently, Joe proved it again for a friend of ours who had gotten other bids we know were 20s, 30s. Joe's company, Foundation Solutions 360, performed the same job, repaired the man's foundation, repaired it, and it was a multifamily unit for a third of the other prices.
Exactly.
And our friend is thrilled. absolutely thrilled. So introduce our guest.
I love it. Well, people have met Joe Marth before, and they're going to want to come down and meet him in person. Hi, Joe. Thanks for being here.
How's it going, guys?
Life is good.
It is good. This is our first time doing the show, and it's exciting.
You got some cool tactily interactive. No, you got some cool stuff in your booth.
Yeah, the basement waterproofing model there, I probably spent about 25 hours to build. And the peering one, my welder put it together, and I spent about 25 minutes putting that one together. So.
This is so important.
But they represent what you do.
It is so important because people like to see, touch, and feel what they're buying.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you've put it right in front of them.
Yeah, the waterproofing display. I mean, I've showed it to a bunch of people. I'm really happy about the results of it, but it just shows how the water goes into the block, goes underneath the floor, goes into the pit, and then gets pumped out. The rest of it's the plumbing that I had to figure out in the backside.
So but tell people about your company. Yeah. Tell a little history about yourself and why you started Foundation Solutions 360.
So as advertised, veteran-owned. I was in the service for 22 years, infantry, pilot, also full-time firefighter, but I've been doing construction my whole life with my father, with my uncles, and I was able to pop into it, pop out, but you know, 6 years ago when I was starting to retire from all these other jobs, that's when I started forming Foundation Solutions 360. I kind of made my own name, not my dad's business name that he used to have, and the 360 kind of throws a number out there for marketing, so people aren't just seeing a bunch of names. And ever since we started, we've been doing foundation repair, basement waterproofing, crawl space repair, which entails, you know, fixing beams, post, encapsulation. And it just seems like every year we're doing a little bit more and more. You know, like we have a job out in West Bloomfield where we're supporting the house, tearing out the foundation wall, rebuilding it from scratch.
Wow.
And so we're always taking on more foundation jobs and projects. But that's foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair.
Safe to say if somebody's got a foundation problem, that Foundation Solutions 360 can take care of it?
We can take care of anything. And if it's like the entire house that needs to be rebuilt, I mean, there are limitations there. But, I mean, at that point, though, the price, you know, a customer might be thinking about just demoing the whole house and rebuilding it rather than lifting the whole house and redoing a foundation. But yes, to answer your question, anything foundation, 99% of the time we can fix.
And you can fix it whether there's a driveway on the side, an addition on the other side, you name it. I know you guys are flexible. You don't have one way fits all. Sometimes you choose to do it from the inside and sometimes you choose to do it from the outside, correct?
Correct, yeah. And it depends on the homeowner. They're the ones that gotta be able to let go and understand. I always tell the homeowners, like, look, we're going back to step number three of building the house after there's been 200 steps to build this thing. So obviously we have to dig in and destroy things in order to get to step three. Driveways, porches, landscaping, irrigation systems. So it's just not pretty. But that's what needs to get done to do the dirty job. So,
What needs to get done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adapt, improvise, overcome.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming out. This is Joe Marsh from Foundation Solutions 360 right here at the Contractors Pavilion with the Inside Outside Guys, aisle 6. Thanks for coming out with us, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Greatly appreciate it. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live from the Suburban Collection Showplace and the Novi Home Show.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, it's a lot more fun if you just come down here. It's a great day to be here and get that free bag of light bulbs, which is really cool. And Joe Marth, you got to look at what he's got over there because literally, I think anybody can look at the system he has set up there as an example of what they can do in your house and understand how that's going to work. Because there's a lot of mystery about, well, what do they do? What do they tear up? What do they, you know, what do they install?
Well, bottom line, they help your the foundation of your house and they make your home healthier.
There you go.
Right?
I like that.
Hey, how you like that stick I just gave you, buddy?
That's pretty good. God bless
you.
You
know, I'm sitting here and I'm going, I'm hungry. I'm getting kind of hungry and I look up and there is
Meat People.
Country Smokehouse. I believe they're out of Elmont. So I went over and bought the beef stick, tried it, and how do you like your camel, Chuck?
What is it? Camel?
It really is.
is.
I love it.
I know. It's good. I would never do that to anybody else but you because I know you'll eat anything.
I will, especially if it's free.
It's actually a Camel snack stick and tastes like chicken.
Well, you got a guy in front of us here that is equally adept at finding other sources of meat and protein out in the wild.
A man after my own heart, isn't he?
Yeah, Rob Lowry from Motor City Floors and Coating. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. It's nice to see you guys.
You know, you never had the grin on your face that you had showing those pictures of your trophy buck when we were over talking about business with you.
It's unbelievable. My boys were able to see it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They helped me track it the whole way.
I agree.
It was the joy on their faces, it's everything. It's amazing.
It is cool stuff.
Rob, my 34-year-old son is down at the hunting property right now.
Yeah.
I'll be down there in a couple of days. And since he was your boy's age, he's been by my side hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And it is top five blessings of my life, is being able to spend all that time with him out
there. Sure.
The woods.
Yeah, I always thought when I was a kid, like when I was hunting with my grandfather, I was always like, is he actually going to hand me the rifle when we see a trophy deer, or is he going to put up against his shoulder? And I fully, like, a few days ago, I really had a complete understanding that he was definitely going to hand me that rifle because for your boys to, you know, whatever, your children to see that joy and be a part of it and have that excitement that you have.
I can tell so many.
It's cool.
Wonderful hunting stories. And as a father, the first time my son shot a buck that was bigger than any buck I'd ever shot, it was like I shot it. You couldn't have been more excited. It was just like I shot it.
Yeah.
Now he's a better shot than I am. I mean, the kid is a great hunter.
I love it. So what's going on with Motor City Floors and Coatings?
Just kind of busy, I guess, to say the least, you know. I mean, Michigan and Florida are both running rapid.
Is Max holding up his end down in Florida?
Max is doing a good job. he's got a little bit more color than me, but he's doing good.
What?
He's
more color than you.
They don't have trophy deer down there, though.
Well, he looks like he's been on the beach the last.
They have key deer down there.
Yeah. I'm not deer hunting down there, but everything's going good. You know, we're the residential side. We're still doing everything that you guys see. We just posted a new video on our social media pages, which, you know, the customer brings you guys up. We did every single piece of concrete at this man's home. It was really impressive. Super nice guy. Very appreciative.
We'll be for sure to share that on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he brings you guys up right away.
God love him.
Yeah, so super nice guy. Great customer in the Lansing area. Grand Rapids is going pretty wild. It's pretty cool to see everything that's going on over there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's nice when you like kind of expand to these different markets, like understanding people a little bit more in the market itself, you know what I mean? And Grand Rapids, everyone's just really happy and nice.
It is a different culture.
It really is, yeah. Super appreciative. So Dallas, he's our operations manager. He's in charge of the Grand Rapids area. He's doing great.
They just get so much more snow over there. That's why I couldn't be over there.
They do, and they get cold. So that wind coming off that water is real.
Rob, one thing that we love about what you guys do, coating the floors, and what we want homeowners out there to understand is the lack of disruption in their life compared to replacing a floor. If it's a garage floor, a driveway, a walkway, a patio, a pool deck, you name it. There's a lot of demo, a lot of damage that goes along with that besides the project they're doing.
For sure.
That's not the issue with you.
And cement's gotten a lot more expensive. We just talked about that. Sorry, Rob.
Well, not only that, you can't get it right now.
Exactly.
There's literally a cement shortage.
Yeah.
And they're not expecting it to change until the first of the year.
There's quotas now. Yeah. Ready mix plants.
Call in 10 days before. And if you're not. With us, when we're coming in doing the floor, as long as the substrate's intact, we're able to do what we do, make it beautiful, make it look nice. And 9 out of 10 times, we're in and out of there in 6 to 12 hours. And you have your space back in 48. So that's always super nice compared to, like, normal concrete ripping it out, as you know. You know, you got a day of ripping it out. Hopefully the concrete's there the next day or 2 days later, whatever it is. It's noisy. It's loud. With us, we're in and out.
Ken, you're growing.
You were just telling me about waiting for transit mixed concrete, what, for over half a day with a seven-man crew just standing there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that's, you're lucky you even got it.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're a great alternative.
To say that, I mean, when we say we're going to be there, we're there. You know, we give you the time frame between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., and that's when we're going to show up. The only thing that changes anything if it's raining on the surface that day. Other than that, we're there. You ask any one of our customers, we got hundreds and hundreds of reviews, and they all compliment our, you know, us being there on time.
As much as you've done, do you have the same confidence in the product or even more so?
Well, as you guys know, with, you know, the Mr. Coatings brand and stuff that we do is we wanted to eliminate the reliability to distributors. So that's when we started making our own products in-house. So when you call Motor City, you're getting a 15-year residential warranty that's backed by us. So there's no 1-800 number. Call these guys, and they'll give you some new stuff.
We love that, Rob.
Take care of it.
Bless your heart, man.
Rob Lowry from Motor City Floors and Coatings. Thank you so much for taking such good care of our customers.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
I apologize.
And you guys are here all weekend, and the booth is right across the aisle.
All weekend.
Yeah, we're broadcasting. So God bless you. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, everybody, stay tuned. If you can't come to the show immediately, come down this afternoon. Meanwhile, stay tuned to the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Having more fun than we deserve. These interviews are going way too fast.
They are.
We had more stuff to talk to Rob about. But, hey, you can come down and talk to Motor City Floors and Coatings. They've got great people over there. So I guess where that conversation ended, you can pick it up personally, right?
You got
Just by coming down.
You got it. Hey, come down to aisle 5 and 6. We're right in the middle.
Yeah, and we've got some people over in 7. I think there might be some people in 4. There are. We've got team partners in 4, 5, 6, and 7.
You know, for an October show, normally October is the smallest of the three home shows they have here.
Yes.
This is a nice size. This is
very
the
nice.
Biggest October show I've seen in a long time.
And they set it up well. I was telling Elizabeth this morning, I love what they did with the houses where basically the back aisle is bordered. Do you like that too, Niall?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I really do. I like the way they did that. So you can go through one of these 6 houses without standing in a line or bumping into 1,200 other people.
Six houses? What are you talking about, 6 houses?
I know. They've got 6 houses.
Inside.
Inside.
From the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association.
Yeah.
And you come in here and you walk through every one of them and you see the benefits. Forrest said it earlier, Forrest Wall, about you were talking about the housing shortage. Someone says, look, I need to get a house. I got to be in a new house in 6 months. You can contact these people. You find the land. They can have you one of these that quick delivered to your site.
Yeah. But I will caution people because we get listener questions all the time. Think they're cheaper.
Yes, you're right.
You're going to spend the same money.
Yep. Yep.
So it's not that. The time savings is the biggest issue in terms of financial benefit.
Right.
Because time is money, literally.
Yep.
But the truth is, these are not cheaply built, nor are they cheaply sold. And all of the other costs you would have, the dirt, the driveway, the septic, the sewer, the electrical, all that stuff still exists on site anyway.
Right.
You still got to pay to have that down the driveway.
Right. And this is not a mobile home.
No.
There are no axles on these houses are meant to be set once and stay set.
The ones here do have axles on them, but but that's in order to get them here and get them back to where they got to go.
They're not like the mobile homes that now take away the skirting. You'll see axles underneath the skirting.
Yeah.
That's not the case here.
These will come off, when these are mounted. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can put basements underneath them.
Yes.
That's one of the big
things. They're going to put a real foundation system under most of them, but it's funny. You get down to the Floridas, you know, the Gulf Coast states, and they will still set these homes on piers.
Yeah.
But that's only because they don't do basements.
They can't.
In those areas, yeah. So, hey, should we introduce our guest that you were abusing?
I don't think we need to. I was abusing.
The man that needs no introduction?
Yeah, you know, you can tell he's recently married, not by the ring on his finger, but other things.
I'm not even going to touch
with
that.
The mics on, Ken. Come on.
Hey, you got plenty of ammunition here, pal. Go.
We've got Niall Sheena from Window World. You've met him many, many times. Hopefully you've come to know and trust him as we do. How you doing, Niall?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good, Chuck. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Married life treating you well.
Oh, great. He likes
you. Oh, really? Yeah, he's my favorite now, buddy. Yeah, right. No, it's going great.
Still in love?
Yes. Madly in love.
The glow is still on?
Yeah. Hear that, honey?
And it's been three, four months probably.
Oh, yeah. We got married end of June.
Oh, so you are keeping track.
Yes. June 25th. I hope you would remember your anniversary every year.
I do. I truly do. All the negatives you can and Ken does say about me, I don't forget those dates ever. I am the flowers or candy or whatever guy, always, dependably.
And with your daughters as well.
And with my daughters as well, you betcha. Yeah.
Hey, I got 100% track record, one out of one so far.
So. I will remind you.
I think
you.
The bouquet counts as flowers.
Let me know in 35 years, okay? Then I'll be impressed, right?
Exactly. So how's business at Window World?
It's going great. We just won J.D. Power and Associates again this year, which is,
wow.
Is, you know, out of all the different window companies in the U.S., only one gets that award, that coveted award for highest in customer satisfaction. So we're very happy about that.
How many is that?
How many window companies? In
no,
the
how
works?
Many of you won? You've
oh,
won
well, they've
bunch.
Only been looking at window companies for 8 years or 9 years. We've taken home six for
I
sure.
I thought you were, yeah, right up there.
Oh, yeah, which is most of them.
So cool. The other three, were you at least second?
I wasn't I around bet, for that, bet, you know, I so I don't know.
I think you guys were in the top five or ten.
I think we
the
were.
Years you did
and
not
we
get.
Were second place in most. Yeah,
which
I think
is tremendous.
So now, tell us, when somebody calls Window World out, what is their main complaint about their existing windows?
You know, they're losing seals. They're maybe broken. They're not working properly. You
the
know,
mechanics
like
in it, the mechanical.
Yeah, okay. Or a lot of wood rot in this area. You know, we have a lot of those older wooden like 90s homes with those wooden windows. I'm sure you've seen 1,000 of. You know,
and a lot of them were badly installed to begin with, which is why they got so much rot. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I've seen some that were just. I mean, it doesn't look like anyone knew how to use a level.
Yeah, or didn't properly weatherize and protect them, you know, in place. There is a big difference in how a window's installed, how a door's installed. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can have the best window out there. If they put it in wrong, you're going to have all those same problems again. Something I did want to mention while I was here is, you know, Sunday, November 6th, we have that fill the truck drive that we're, you know, the food drive that we're doing at our place. You guys are going to have your live show there. I'm pretty
yes.
excited about that. Yeah, my dad will be cooking hot dogs. I promise he does a good job.
Well, tell him to fire up the grill before the show starts.
And tell us
we'll have hot coffee for you guys.
What God
they,
bless
what
you.
Are they filling the truck with?
So basically, you know, we're partnering up with Open Door Outreach Food Pantry. And they're close by. They were started by St. Patrick's Catholic Church a while back, like 40 years ago. It's all 100% volunteer driven. And we're just going to try that Sunday to any non-perishables, anything that people feel like donating. It's just this year we're just hearing stories about all these different people who – I mean, it's tough times for some people right now. And
yes,
people,
it is.
It's getting cold, and people are going to want to, you know, be able to feed their families.
Well, higher fuel prices have had an impact on people's finances.
Oh, gosh,
the inflation
yeah.
has had an impact on people's finances and ability to pay for their basic expenses. So – that food, you guys have means of distributing that to the people that need it?
And that's what Open Door Outreach is for. They service a very large area, and they're really, I mean, it's 100% volunteer-driven, 100% donation-driven. It's a really nice organization, and they really get food out to people who need it.
Now, that's something you're doing local, but Window World in general, you guys are involved with a lot of charities.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of charities.
Yeah, we St. Jude, we raise about $2 million a year for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Which that one is just one that is near and dear for us. You know, we want to be able to help. Just hearing those stories, I mean, if you're ever in the area, it is worth going down there to volunteer and check out, especially around the holidays. It's life-changing, you know.
You know, you watch the ads for St. Jude's, and if as a parent you cannot empathize, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's scary
hard,
stuff.
It's, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to watch. Those
anyone with a child can it's you yeah. know, can relate.
There
and
should
then,
not be a sick it's a sick child.
So, know. Niles, tell us why people should choose Window World.
Well, we're honest, we're straightforward. We're gonna tell you how it is, tell it like it is, and well, the most important part is communication. Just tell you, right?
And your pricing, that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, we have some of the best pricing in the area. I mean, everything we do is it's 100% you know, listed right there. So it's like a build-your-own burger menu.
You don't make up numbers when you show up to my house.
No. No, not at all.
Some window companies do that.
Yeah,
you know that.
If you bought, I've seen it. Yeah. If you buy a window and Ken buys a window, even though I like you better today, you're getting the same price. I'm just kidding, Ken.
Right. Is he kidding about the best price or the fact that he likes you better?
No, I like you better.
Oh.
Today.
Today.
That could change.
He's a salesperson. He qualified.
Yeah, right.
But that menu pricing, that's really, really important to build your burger type menu because people are afraid to have window sales consultants come into their home.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing I like to tell people before is we're no pressure because that tells it all. I mean, we are not going to call our manager 50 times and go from this price down to this price. Hey, yeah. You know, do you mind if I put a yard sign out? I can call my manager and get you a discount because of all that advertising.
Exactly.
No. Yeah, it's all just written right there. We're going to build it with you. That's our thing, right?
Okay.
You want to know how much the grids are? Boom, it's right there. You want to know how much the colors are? It's right there. And we can work with you on your budget and just, you know, what you want from this project.
Because you have phenomenal financing if needed. But I choose you, once I say yes, what's the process then?
Once you decide to sign, if you're financing, you don't pay a dime. We just go ahead and process your order, have someone come out and exact measure, because all of our financing is zero down. You don't start paying until after the install.
What a concept.
Yeah, we have no interest plans. We have amazing, we have a partnership with Michigan Save, so we have amazing, you know, long-term. I mean, I just had a guy approved 120 months, $30,000, 5%. In this,
wow.
This is just a week ago, guys. 5%.
That's Michigan Saves, which is sponsored by the state, which helps
it's
people.
It's a nonprofit.
That can help people that might not be able to afford
these payments. Going to be $318 a month
for a new house full of windows.
$30,000. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
We're one of their preferred partners because of our energy efficiency in the products that we use. So,
and a lifetime warranty, lifetime transferable warranty anything on the window.
Vinyl parts, mechanical parts, screen rippage, seal failure, glass breakage because of our thick glass, which is why we stand on them. 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW is the phone number.
What piece of glass have you had to replace?
Oh, actually, rocks from lawnmowers have been killer this year. But,
I'll bet.
Have they?
I'll bet.
Yeah, but not a whole lot. I mean, sometimes just little things happen. You know, oh, the roofer had their ladder fall, this, that. But we'll take care of anything. We don't care how it broke. As long as you're not there doing it on purpose, Ken.
Standing out there with a hammer.
Yeah. What all let's get these guys out here again. Yeah.
You're not the one coming out and doing it.
Well, sometimes I help out on the service end, but we have a great service team.
Excellent.
So you do windows and doors. Are we out on break already? Huh? Just starting. Shoot. Well, yep. Niall, you guys are going to be down here. You're right in, what, aisle 5?
Yes, sir. And so don't forget Sunday, November 6th, that food drive, everyone. If you ever want to come by, look us up online, Window World, and we'd love to be able to, you know, help the local community.
We'll remind people know about it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Niall.
Tell everyone we said hi, Mom, Dad. Thanks.
And, you know, before we go out, Rob Lowry, if he's still here, we're going to have to get him over because he had some specials that Motor City Floors and Coatings were going to offer people. So we'll bring that information to you after the break.
Okay, and don't forget, today we have 3 hours. Stick around for more from the Inside Outside Guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back to more Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Coming to you direct from the Novi Home Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Sponsored today by the Home Builders Association of Southeastern Michigan. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you to stick around from 12 to 1.
Yes,
sir. We're
going
to be here with Jason from Performance Remodeling, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and he's fun. They got some good information. Another reminder, Rob Lowry from Motor City Floors and Coatings. You and I were talking about price increases, commodities prices just going crazy with Ian and all this other stuff. If you buy now, commit to buy now, and it's for an install up through February, 10% off. That is huge.
And they'll
hold, obviously, they'll hold the pricing. So we strongly suggest if you're looking at a product from Motor City Floors and Coatings, buy now, take advantage of that, because I can guarantee you prices are going to go up on all that stuff.
No doubt. Nothing's cheaper than it was today.
Yep.
The painting industry in the state of Michigan, Chuck.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of people that are pretenders. There's a lot of people that buy brushes and rollers and paint and call themselves painters. But you and I have been around decades realizing there are not enough professional companies.
There are not enough professional companies. And one thing that was really confusing was the state of Michigan actually for a time of around 10 years said, well, for years said you don't have to be licensed. And then 10, 15 years ago, they said, okay, you like painters have to be licensed. And then just within the last year or two, they said, okay, painters don't have to be licensed.
Yeah, we were kidding.
Just joking. Well, we have a company with right now that we know are still licensed, even though they don't have to be.
And they're good.
They're so good.
They're good.
You know, years ago, I took my wife out of town for a week or so, and then we're talking 10, 15 years ago. And
it's been
while
a while since
you've
taken your wife out of town.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't get out much. She won't go out with me. but while we were out of town, I had the whole interior of the house painted by a professional, which before that, I would have done it myself. And I just remember the minute I walked in looking at it and going, wow, now this gentleman is gone now. He doesn't even, not on this earth anymore. But just the difference between, and I used to tease you about the job you did at our studio years ago because it was so terrible. But the difference between a layman like us and a professional painter is night and day.
True believer in that, yeah. So we brought somebody that's here in the Contractor Pavilion with us on for at least a couple minutes, Kyle Ketchabaugh. You said you're a project manager, Kyle, with McFarland?
Yeah, that's correct.
Bless your heart. Are you busy?
Insanely busy. It's honestly, after the whole COVID shutdown business, it has been nonstop, booking 6 weeks out at the least. Sometimes this summer we were booking almost 3-4 months out.
For the holidays, you got to have people calling. I got to get this done before Thanksgiving.
That's where we're at right now. And it's if you're thinking about that, you're almost a week late. So, some crews are booking already to Christmas. I know my crew, we just filled up Thanksgiving week, those couple 3 days there. So, if you want Christmas stuff done, you need a quote yesterday and approve now.
You know, it's like trying to buy school back to school stuff the day before school starts. Good luck with that.
Right.
Trying to get a painting contractor in.
That's good.
Think about it. The carpet cleaning people, you can't find them before the holidays. The same thing with your trade. Anybody that wants to check out your work, your Facebook page is phenomenal. You guys do such a great job on your social media. And what I love about it is you guys do a lot of subtle improvements like stair banisters and stair railings and just the cabinets. And you guys can also paint countertops and stuff. Talk about that for a minute, please. Just the highlighting things you could do. You don't got to come in and paint the whole interior of the house.
No, definitely not. We've been doing the cabinet painting now, I believe, for about 6 to 7 years. And we're at the point now where we're running, I believe it's 7 to 8 guys full-time, probably 8 to 10 kitchens a week.
Wow,
and that's
really
been pretty consistent. We do, let's say cabinet painting, we do the handrail refinishing. So from staining to painting, from taking your wooden balusters, swapping them out with the wrought iron balusters, which can offer a lot of different designs and stuff like that. A very subtle difference, but it's a huge difference at the same time on how you can make that room look. We're also getting more into doing accent walls, so shiplaps, one by ones, wainscoting, chair rail, all that stuff as well. Again, not a huge difference, when you think about it, but when you walk into a room and look at it, and with the right color concept, it makes it.
And one company that'll do it.
Oh, 100%.
And the kitchen upgrade is more than just slapping new paint on the cabinet doors.
Right. Oh yeah, we go in there, and that's fully almost customizable as well as trim options. So, your stock builder grade cabinets that you get installed, they don't come with crown normally. They don't come with light rail. They don't come with shadow boxing. They don't come with shiplap on them. That's all stuff we do.
They don't come
with
handles.
Handles. We can take your
good point.
Even if you have old handles, we come in, we can fill those, and you can choose new handles that you want that fit the design of your kitchen and your house better.
Yeah, and I tell you, it's financially a great option for people who don't have the budget to replace the cabinets.
Oh, time-wise.
It's 100%. As long as your cabinets are in decent condition, they're not fully delaminating in situations
the
like
kids
that.
Haven't been hanging on them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're saving probably 60% on getting new cabinets.
And how much time?
So normally with kitchens, it's a week turnaround. So we'll show up on the first day, do our prep work, and then by Friday we're installing and we're out of your hair.
And the actual cabinet doors you will take off? and do those separately, correct?
We 100%. We take those off back to our controlled spray brews where we can work on sanding them, cleaning them, prepping them before we, you know, start doing our top coats on them. We allow them to cure in those booths so we can control the curing process on those as well, since we know that's the area that gets the most traffic. So,
boy, we could go on and on. You guys also do some handy person services as well, right?
Yeah. Yep, definitely. You know, so kind of, you know, being a painter, it's always, oh, we just need this little bit of wood replaced, or we just need this little bit of siding replaced. Or
we see emails like that.
Exactly. You know, so we kind of, you kind of have to, you know, dabble in a little bit of everything, you know. So it's, you know, it's hard to find a contractor to come out and a siding company come out and replace
a piece
of siding. Yeah. Right.
Well, you guys do a wonderful job when it comes to communicating with your customers, because I got to tell you, running a company like yours with such multiple crews, juggling those, you're a project manager, you know, juggling those and keeping everybody happy like you do, that's a full-time job just in itself. And you guys have such great reviews out there on the internet. People want to read them. Also, our listeners love the job you guys are doing for them. Please, I don't even have to ask you to keep up the good work, because I know you and John and everybody over at MacFarlane Painting will continue to do that. Thank you so much for what you do for our listeners.
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, thank you.